Well, boys and girls, I want to talk to you this morning just for a few moments, and I want to ask you a question. Can anybody tell me today what was so special about the 20th of July in 1969? What was so special about the 20th of July in 1969? Now, I'll give you a clue. Because it's July, it has nothing to do with the Gervaki Road or anything like that. That's later on. Anybody think of what happened 20th of July, 1969? Any of the parents know what happened? And then all the parents go like that. Who said that? He always were smart, weren't he? Always. Derek Stevenson knew exactly what happened. I was going to say, well, that's nothing to do with what I'm talking about, but unfortunately it is, so I can't catch him out. Well, 20th of July, 1969, Neil Armstrong was the commander of the Apollo 11, which made its way to the moon. Now, many people thought that man would never, ever reach the moon, let alone walk on the moon. And in fact, in days gone by, many people from pulpits said, God will never allow man to walk on the moon. But at this particular occasion, along with Buzz Aldrin, who was his colleague, Armstrong and Aldrin, they stepped out of their vessel, and Armstrong became the first man to set foot on the moon. Now, not many people believed that such a feat was ever possible, but it changed the face of space exploration, and it made the whole world sit up and take notice. Now, boys and girls, I asked the question this morning how many people remembered that event, or what was that event, and only one person was brave enough to put their hand up. I'm sure some of you are very shy and you knew all about that, but you didn't like to shout it out. But some people will not remember the name of that spaceship, the Apollo 11. Some people will never remember the names of the crew who were on the spaceship that day, but many people remember words that were supposed to have been uttered by Armstrong when he said, "One small step for man, but one giant leap for mankind." You see, in the history of the world, and I've read this in books, that this was supposed to have been the most important day in the history of the world. Well, let me tell you about something that happened far more important than that. Because you see, this man stepped on the moon out of a spaceship. But the Word of God tells me today that there was another man, and he left heaven, and he came down onto the earth. That is, of course, the Lord Jesus. And this man, whom the Bible refers to as the God-man, because he was perfectly God and perfectly man all at the same time, this man came, he stepped from what we call eternity, and he came into time. And he stepped from heaven and he came into the world and he walked upon the earth. Now, if you want to know more about this man, boys and girls, what you need to do, you need to open up the Word of God and you need to read about him in the four Gospels. Because it tells us so much about his life, and it tells us the kind of man that he was. It tells us about the kind of conversations he had, his teaching, his conduct, all of those tremendous things. But it tells us something else. It tells us also that this man one day went to the cross. And on the cross at Calvary, he took your sin and he took my sin upon himself. And he bore that sin all away in his own body on that tree. You say to me, but what's so important about this? Well, here's what the Bible says. It says that when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. In other words, when the Lord Jesus Christ stepped from heaven to earth, he came in fulfillment of a promise that God had made often through the prophets concerning the one he would send into the world. And the purpose of his coming was to do for us what we could never do for ourselves. He died for our sins. He rose again from the dead on the third day, that you and I might enjoy salvation, and that you and I might be reconciled again to God. That's why Charles Wesley says in a lovely chorus, or carol, he says, "Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners just like us reconciled." Yes, it was a wonderful day, way back in 1969, when people sat around their television screens and they saw Armstrong come out of that spaceship and walk on the moon. It's a day never to be forgotten in history. But there's a more important one. That's the day the Lord Jesus stepped out of heaven to come to earth, to go to the cross, to die for our sins. Boys and girls, that's the most important event ever. You'll not read about it probably in many history books today, but you'll read about it in the Bible, and you'll see the reason for his coming, and you'll understand something about the greatest man who ever lived and who died on the cross and who lives today in heaven and who wants to be your personal Savior. That's a day you'll never forget.